The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Listen to your body, stabilize your awareness, or your posture rather. Do the best you can so that there's a sense of stability in the sitting posture, a sense of natural uprightness. It's a nice habit to take a few slower, deeper breaths, but in a relaxed way, filling, emptying the lungs a few times. As a way of coming home to the experience of the body sitting. Maybe one more time, an easy, longer, deeper breath in and out. And eventually, when you're done, let the breathing continue on its own. We're trusting the body to do the breathing. And we'll spend several minutes training the mind to rest in the beautiful, wholesome quality of kindness. And let's begin just relating to this body here with kindness. All life long, this body has done the best it can to be a good vehicle for this life, appreciating its resilience, and just begin by, in a very easy way, just a sublime, a subtle, natural smile, as if you're smiling right to the body itself. This attitude of, I do care about this body. I care enough to be intimate or close to the sensations as they are now, to feel the body just as it is. May this body be happy and at ease. You can repeat that simple phrase a couple times. May this body be happy and at ease. And we're training the mind to rest, to trust this basic attitude, this basic goodness of the heart as it realizes, I care about this body. All the cells, all the different organs, systems. I care about the head and the face. Care about all the muscles in the face, around the eyes. I care about the muscles around the jaw. Care about the scalp and the ears. Care enough to feel the sensations here just as they are. Care about the whole head and face. Care about the throat, and the sides of the neck, the tops of the shoulders. I care about all these sensations here. May this body be at ease. May the shoulders be at ease. The face and head be at ease. And I care about these two arms. Care enough just to feel the sensations here. Appreciating the great dexterity of the arms and hands, the fingers, the strength. And I care enough just to be close, to be intimate with the sensations here in the arms and the hands, feeling the fingers just as they are. Remember, it's a very nice technique. It's not even so much a smile, but the idea of smiling to the arms and hands. Just a warmth, warm, energetic embrace, appreciation. And we tune into the trunk, so the upper chest and upper back to begin with. Appreciating the structure of the rib cage, the beating of the heart, the breastbone, the shoulder blades, and all the organs here, the heart, down into the solar plexus and the lower ribs, the kidneys and the backside. Feel the spine here. All the abdominal organs, the lower back. Appreciating the structure of the pelvis, all the way to the floor of the pelvis. Care about the trunk here. Care enough to be close, to wish well for all the organs. And appreciating both legs, the wiry strength of the legs. Feel the knees all the way down to the heels, the toes, feet. Willing to be intimate, willing to smile in appreciation for both legs and feet. All the great work over all these years that the legs and feet do. And then the whole body. I care about this body. May this body be healthy and happy, protected in all ways. I care about the body. And tuning in now to the sensitivity of the heart. Being a living being, we all have sensitive hearts. Hearts that are constantly being touched by experiences that leave their impression. Pleasant experience and unpleasant experience and lots of neutral experience constantly impinging on the sensitive heart. So now smiling in a sense as we appreciate the great sensitivity, great vulnerability, great exposure of the heart, the sensitive heart that feels, that's moved, states of happiness, states of sadness and sorrow. May this heart be safe from harm. May wisdom and love protect this heart. May this heart be happy and at ease. So we're relating, opening to the heart, the sensitive heart, with kindness and compassion. I do care about this sensitivity of the heart. May this heart be safe and protected. May the deepest wisdom and love protect the heart always. And may this heart, the sensitive heart, be at ease. Be joyful, happy. So whether you use phrases or you're just feeling the heart, smiling, appreciating the heart, just relating to the sensitive heart in a kind and good way. And you can substitute the word life instead of heart. I care about this life. May I be safe in all ways. May wisdom and love protect me always. May I live with ease. We're grounding it in what is actually real. I do care about this life, this heart, this body. May I be safe and protected in all ways. And may this sensitive heart be safe. May wisdom and love protect this heart always. And may I live with ease, negotiate all the twists and turns of my life with ease and with joy. May I be happy. So take a couple minutes of silence and using phrases or just doing it in a silent way, resting in the experience of love and kindness for this life here. I do care about this life. And in the same way that I care about this life, care about this sensitive heart here, realizing that there are other sensitive beings just like me here, here in this room, all the dear ones in my life, my family and friends, and other beings that I care about. So we bring to mind now somebody easy to love in our life. It doesn't even need to be a human being. It could be a pet. But it's good to start with somebody easy to love. And you just bring them to mind if you can visualize them. Might be somebody who's really been there for you, a mentor or a grandchild. Realizing that you too are a sensitive being. You have a sensitive heart. And you want to be happy. You want to be safe in the same way I want to be safe. So I'm quite happy to wish for you. May you be safe from harm. As if we're smiling now to this person, this being, radiating our simple kindness their way, or compassion their way. May you be safe, and may wisdom and love protect you in all ways. And may your body be healthy and strong. May your heart be happy and peaceful. And may you take care of your life with ease and joy. You can have any particular wish that resonates for you, but It's nice to, from time to time at least, repeat some phrases in your mind, in your heart, as if you're sending out a very simple but beautiful wish their way. It can be as simple as, may you be happy, or more elaborate like I just did. May you be safe, may wisdom and love protect you. May your heart be happy and peaceful, and your body healthy, free from pain. And may you take care of your life with ease and joy. So take a couple minutes and just practice this radiance of love and kindness toward this person. Use phrases or do it in silence, whatever works for you. And of course, you could spend days sending out love in this beautiful way. But we'll end this loving kindness reflection by remembering that there are beings everywhere. And even those difficult beings, the ones that we don't like or that we think are causing problems, even they deserve love and compassion. They have sensitive hearts. They know the experience of pain and suffering. So may all beings without exception, human beings and non-human beings, those that are seen, those that are yet unknown, unseen, may all beings be happy. May the deepest wisdom and love protect all beings. May all beings be at ease, free from suffering, and free from the causes of suffering. So just for the last minute or two, as if your heart is in a simple way smiling in all directions, just a simple radiance of love and compassion. Its nature is to expand and include. May all beings be happy. May all beings be at ease. So let's continue in silence for just another minute or two. And as we make the transition now to breathing in, sensitive to the whole body, breathing out, sensitive to the whole body, remember not to over-effort. And this can all be done with this simple, beautiful attitude of love and kindness. Breathing in, sensitive, feeling the body just as it is. While breathing out, sensitive, feeling the body just as it is, and appreciating the calming effect of this whole body awareness as you're able to develop the continuity of awareness. Remember to be interested in whatever interrupts the continuity of awareness, just acknowledging the distraction as something being known, observing, being intimate, and let it cease, the distraction cease on its own. And then begin again. Feel the next breath, feel the whole body as you breathe in, aware of the whole body as you breathe out, appreciating the calm and the lightness of joy and the ease of the heart, the contentedness that gradually will develop with the continuity of awareness. So we'll continue in silence now for about 10 minutes. in a relaxed way, developing the continuity of awareness and being interested in whatever seems to be getting in the way of the continuity of awareness, realizing, oh, this is being known. So then once again, the awareness is back on track. It's just this being known. Can this be okay? And now just allow the eyes to open if they've been closed. And if you're feeling a lot of discomfort in the body, feel free to stretch out a leg in a relaxed, quiet way. It's even okay if you'd prefer to do this last practice in the standing position, just to stand, keep your knees a little bent if you do it in the standing position. And then once you're ready, just settle into some stillness, eyes open. All of the different senses are open, hearing, seeing, aware of the sensations of the body, aware of the movement of thought. Not needing to direct the intention anywhere. Just noticing, remembering to notice what's being known. Moment by moment by moment. In some ways, open attention practice is the most challenging. The real work is this practice of non-distraction, not getting caught up or lost in thought. And from time to time, you can even ask a question like, what's the mind knowing? Or what's the mind doing? Oh, this is being known. And you can even notice attitudes, like if there's a sense of being bored, then notice that boredom or that doubt or anxiety. Maybe there's a flavor of kindness. So you can notice the feeling tone or the attitude that's present as something that's being known. So just practice in silence for about 3 minutes or so. It's a real relief not to have to control one's experience. Just let things happen. And again, noticing whatever interrupts the continuity of awareness and acknowledging that's just something being known. Can this be okay? And for the last few seconds, see if the heart, the mind, can remember this quality of kindness as we're just sitting right in the middle of things here for a few more seconds. Just tuning in to that friendly, kind, good quality of the heart that cares, that's willing to be close, willing to be kind, kind with one's present moment experiences, and just to let things be.